Iowa's unemployment rate remained at 2.5% in August. Iowa Workforce Development reported today that the rate didn't change from the previous month, as the number of unemployed people and the number of residents with jobs both increased. Iowa is tied for the nation's third lowest unemployment rate behind Vermont and North Dakota. Iowa's rate ties with the rate in New Hampshire. The national unemployment rate for August was 3.7%. Sioux City School Board member David Gleiser says he's ruled out a bid for a second term, as a six-candidate field has been set for the November 7th election. Veteran board members Mike McTaggart and Jackie Warnstad in July said they would not run for re-election this fall. Mayuki Nelson, who was appointed to fill an unexpired term last year, will be the only current board member on the ballot. The challengers include Julene Albert, Sean Broyhill, Taylor Godfin, Don Greenwell, and Monique Scarlett. Yesterday was the final day for candidates to file nomination papers for school board elections in Iowa. Last year, the board appointed Mayuki Nelson to fill Mike Crissell's unexpired term after Crissell resigned his seat. Nelson fell short of winning a seat in the 2017 election. She served on several district committees, including the District Advisory Committee. Albert is an administrator for Western Iowa Tech Community College, and she filed nomination papers just before yesterday's deadline. Godfin, until recently, worked as the director of the Woodbury County Taxpayers Research Council. He's currently employed as a business operations analyst for Brad Cummings LLC in Sioux City. Monique Scarlett works for U.S. Bank, serves on the Sioux City Human Rights Commission, and founded the Local Unity in the Community Group, which seeks to build relationships between law enforcement and the broader community. Last year, Monique Scarlett was one of three people who applied to be appointed to the vacant seat, which ultimately went to Nelson. Greenwell owns a software company and is president of Shelby Monroe Group, a private equity investment and management advisory firm. Greenwell has been a persistent critic of the Sioux City School Board's finances and reporting, and he unsuccessfully ran for the school board in 2015. Broyhill works as a senior software engineer. He's in his fourth run for elective office in Sioux City. Broyhill initially won a school board seat in 2013. Before the first meeting, though, he had to resign to serve a 20-day jail sentence for violating probation on a misdemeanor theft charge from 2002 in northeast Nebraska. Broyhill was also an unsuccessful candidate for the Sioux City School Board in 2017 and an Iowa House seat the year before that. That's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett. Now let's take a look at the forecast.